You're listening to SBS News.
A heavy police presence watched over Victorians today as thousands flocked to beaches. Locals marked the first Saturday where groups of up to five people can gather outdoors. Overall, obedient crowds contrasted excited scenes last night when hundreds of St Kilda beachgoers were seen unmasked and failing to social distance. Footage of a television reporter went viral on social media when he was kissed several times on the head by members of the public.
The people here, they're in their hundreds, and this is just an idea of what Melbourne might expect over the weekend as it warms up even more.
The excitement comes just 2 weeks before further easing of restrictions. There is now fear from authorities that residents won't be able to wait. Councils have threatened to close beaches if coronavirus rules are not followed, while Premier Daniel Andrews expressed his own disappointment earlier this morning.
Spending time at the beach without a mask, without social distancing now, will just mean that you won't get to go to the beach for all of summer. It just doesn't make any sense. So please, my message to every single Victorian, we're so, so close. Let's all of us do everything we can to follow the rules, to play our part, to get this job done, to defeat this second wave, to see this thing off, and to find a COVID normal. COVID normal Christmas, COVID normal summer, COVID normal 2021.
Chief Medical Officer Professor Brett Sutton says it is crucial people continue wearing masks to keep outbreaks under control.
It's important to note that those outbreaks still have complexities to them. All of those workers who pick up the virus, they all have family members. Those family members work in other essential industries, have needed to move, some of whom have become positive, some of whom are therefore infectious in the 2 days before they develop symptoms whilst at work. And so the rules that are in place, and which include masks, are for those absolutely important times when someone is infectious but doesn't have symptoms.
There are fewer than 250 active cases in Victoria, with the number of coronavirus patients in hospital continuing to decline. Three more fatalities take the state's COVID-19 death toll to 805. All three are linked to aged care outbreaks, one woman in her 80s and two women in their 90s. But with just eight new cases recorded today, Melbourne's 14-day rolling average has fallen to 12. The figure is a huge improvement from the 700-plus average in early August and well on target to achieve the threshold of five daily cases for the October 19 next step on the road out of lockdown. Mr. Sutton says Australia has an advantage compared to countries around the world continuing to see cases in the tens of thousands.
I think if there's any message now, it's that the light at the end of the tunnel is really apparent. That single figures are single figures. We couldn't have dreamed of it 2 months ago. We have a greater advantage compared to so many other places in the world, and we should grab that advantage with both hands by just hanging on a bit longer.
Meanwhile, New South Wales is celebrating 8 days in a row of no locally acquired transmission. There has been one case of a returned traveller in hotel quarantine, diagnosed in the 24 hours to 8 p.m. last night. Dr. Christine Selvey from New South Wales Health is urging the community to practice caution.
COVID-19 may still be circulating in the community, and we must all be vigilant. If you are unwell, get tested and isolate right away. Do not delay. Wash your hands regularly. Take hand sanitizer with you when you go out. Keep your distance, leaving 1.5 meters between yourself and others. And wear a mask on public transport, rideshare, taxis, when shopping, when at places of worship, and other places where you can't physically distance.
Queenslanders enjoyed new social freedoms today, permitted to stand instead of sit at hospitality venues. The state recorded no new cases of coronavirus, but did record four mystery positive detections in sewage analysis. Queensland's Deputy Premier Stephen Miles says testing will be increased in the area.
We have positive results in Cannonvale, which we have advised you of during the week, as well as in Cairns and in Goodna, which we would expect. In North Rockhampton, the Central Queensland Hospital and Health Service has stood up their fever clinic for additional hours over the coming days, and they just want to increase their testing rate over the next few days just to see if we can get to the bottom of that.
Chief Medical Officer Jeanette Young says health authorities are still attempting to understand the risk this poses to the public.
So we know people can shed virus for quite some time. We've seen that with positive test results. We have no idea how long people can shed virus in their faeces. But it gives us a hint, it alerts us that there could be something going on that we don't know about. So it's just important. It's just another time to say to people, look, we think something might be going on in your community, so it's even more important than ever to come forward and get tested.
Western Australia has recorded one fresh coronavirus case today. The man, who is believed to be in his 50s, travelled to Perth from Indonesia. He's now in mandatory quarantine and is one of 20 active cases in the state. And New Zealand says it stands by its pledge not to open up to Australia for quarantine-free travel. That's until Australia records a month without community transmission of COVID-19. New Zealanders will be allowed to travel to New South Wales and the Northern Territory from the 16th of October without having to quarantine. And to stay up to date on coronavirus in your language, head to sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Julia Carcatzel, SBS News.